From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He had a telephone conversation on Wednesday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, and he spoke about it at a cabinet meeting after the call.
I just spoke to President Moon. He's very thankful for what we've done. They're having talks with North Korea. We'll see how that happens. He felt that the initial talk was extremely good, had a lot of good comment. Rex was on the phone, and Nikki's been totally briefed, but we had a very, very good conversation, and we'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
U.S. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections. They accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. Ben Cardin is the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership. Cardin said never before has an American president so clearly ignored such a grave threat and a growing threat to U.S. national security. This is VOA News. The Zambian Ministry of Health and the